For many students, an internship is a crucial step on the path to a career. It's a chance to gain experience and prove their skills to prospective employers. But to get that internship, students first need a network and a resume. Many of them struggle with that part, especially if they come from community colleges. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports on an organization that stepped in to help.
For a lot of two-year college students, those resumes can look pretty thin. Maybe they list their high school diploma or GED, but work experience? They're in school, probably working part-time, and that often means fast food, retail, or security.
That's not a resume that's going to get picked out of the pile by Google or JP Morgan.
That's Gerald Chertavian, the founder and CEO of a program called Year Up. In the 90s, he built and sold a successful tech company. Now, he's made it his mission to help low-income young adults, many in community college, get from that thin resume to the job at Google.
We have millions of young people who are struggling to connect to the economy, that are struggling to find opportunity.
Today, for about 4,500 young people around the country, Year Up is working to open up that opportunity. Here's how it works. Year Up partners with community colleges, where students spend 6 months taking classes. Some are in skill development based on the area's demands, so cybersecurity in Virginia or data analytics in California. Other classes teach professional skills, like email etiquette, resume building, dressing for the office. Then, the last 6 months, students do an internship for credit with companies like American Express, United, LinkedIn, and Bank of America. Along the way, Year Up provides social and emotional support.
We don't value the acquisition of professional skills that actually you need to get a good job today.
Chertavian says if you don't learn them from mom or dad, you're kind of out of luck, since these skills aren't usually in community college classes.
My name is Kelsey Williams.
Williams is a 23-year-old from Virginia. When she started Year Up last year, she was a bit nervous about something on the syllabus called the elevator pitch.
I thought they were going to expect us to stand in the elevator and deliver something, and I was just like, oh, this is weird.
Turns out, it's a brief summary of who you are and what you want to accomplish. That assignment was harder than Williams thought it would be. She'd only had work experience at Dunkin' Donuts and Lowe's Home Improvement Center. She'd never really thought about a career.
I didn't think I was going to step out of retail for a long time.
A customer at Lowe's actually told her about the program, and when she enrolled in Year Up at Northern Virginia Community College, she took classes in information technology. That helped her reframe her goals. Now she's aiming at software engineering. William says Year Up helped her realize that her time spent serving coffee and helping customers find the right drill actually gave her a bunch of transferable skills.
Team leadership, quick learner, being able to problem solve on the spot with critical thinking.
Another big push in Year Up, show up, show out, which basically means dressing up. Even when students have classes on campus, they're expected to wear things like blazers, ties, and white shirts. William says walking through campus in her blazer, it makes her feel important.
People look at us and they stare at us and they're just like, who are they? What is this?
She says it's helped her stand up straight and own who she is and where she's going. Confidence, it's always been something she's struggled with.
Especially after high school, not knowing what path I wanted to be on, what I wanted to do.
She says her family has noticed a change in just 6 months, especially her mom.
I hear her talking on the phone about it, and that makes me so grateful that I'm just not the daughter who sits at home anymore.
This month, Williams starts her internship at Capital One, working on hardware and software repairs. She says she's a little nervous, but up for the challenge. She's got 6 months to convince her bosses they can't live without her. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.